BYU 38, Oklahoma State 35. BYU now 7-0 on the year, 4-0 in the Big 12. Isaiah Glasker, 8 tackles, 4 solos, 1 TFL. Isaiah has the headset on the field. I like talking to Isaiah Glasker. He does well, and the Cougs do well. Isaiah, thanks for coming on again. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, every win is fun, and every win has its own little character. How do you kind of put this one into some kind of description? What, maybe take it away. This one was special.
Honestly, it was just a super physical game. I don't know. It's basically the team that has more physicality is going to win this one, and I would say that they were pretty physical in the first half. We had to adjust, come out here, and make some more plays, and that's what we did.
Were you guys surprised by the quarterback situation or running back situation? Were you surprised by anything that they were doing offensively?
Honestly, we planned for it. We wasn't sure which quarterback was going to start, mostly 13, so that's kind of who we planned for. We knew that he could run a little bit, and mostly our plan was just to keep him contained.
So talk about that plan to contain, because there were multiple times where, Bowman had a couple of carries off the edge and Rangel had a couple of carries off the edge. Talk about that contain. What were the responsibilities?
Honestly, us just, being gap sound. There was a few times that we kind of, I would say even myself, blew a coverage or something. And they bounced it outside. But towards the end of the game, I feel like the defense locked in and we contained him. So.
Oklahoma State came in as a team on a 3-game losing streak, but they gave you a heck of a game. Some would argue maybe the best game you've seen all year. Is this a good thing for BYU to have to win a game this way?
Yeah, to plan with these guys, it was just we knew that they were going to come out here and be physical, and them being on a 3-game losing streak, we just knew that they were going to come fight and give us their best shot, and that's what they did. And it was a great game, and it's definitely one for the books, I would say.
Hey, Isaiah, can you kind of walk me through the 3-3-5 that you guys were showing up in? You kind of started in it. You would move back to some traditional fronts, but how unique is that, what you guys were running, that 3-3-5, and was that kind of designed specifically for this offense?
Yeah, I would say it kind of helps the backers because it enables us just to flow and helps us make more plays, I would say, and gives the line kind of a chance just to go one-on-one with the guards and tackles. So.
All right, now that you've given yourself an extra day to get ready for your next game, how do you plan to enjoy the weekend, Isaiah?
Probably go see my family, honestly. They come out here and they support me and stuff, and I love them so much and super grateful, so I'll probably be with them after this game. So,
Isaiah, thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right, LJ Martin.